Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 1st of June 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So the UK government is developing cyber weapons. In a statement that sounds like it's from the previous century, The Guardian spoke to Armed Forces Minister Nick Carvey, who said, "Action in cyberspace will form part of the future battlefield." There's a whole lot of other stuff in there, but basically they're wondering whether they can fight an entire war in cyberspace and save on the revenue, of course, as well as. Not to mention the fact that the US have said that if you threaten us via cyberspace, we're going to bomb you. So, careful, Britain. eBay has complained to Ofcom about mobile internet. They're saying that 3G sucks, so does HSDPA, and 4G needs to be far better. They're saying that it's costing British companies thousands and thousands of pounds to not be on the mobile internet and selling their products. I'm sure eBay is very upset as well, but eBay's not exactly spotless, are they? Well, it's only just finished, just before I started recording, but Google's Eric Schmidt took the stage at D9. There's a whole load of stuff that he said about Google and YouTube and it not being cats on skateboards anymore, but they're starting to wonder about how to actually get it to monetize. He's saying that they've got the technology now to stop copyrighted materials from being downloaded by identifying when they're being uploaded as well as, and he talked about computers being a lot more socially aware. However, they'll still do the jobs while others won't. Walt Mossberg cracked a few jokes. And when questioned about security, Eric Schmidt said, "Well, you could use a Mac over a PC." Steve Jobs is definitely going to do the WWDC keynote on Monday. It's definitely also going to include iCloud, Lion, and iOS 5. There's no question of it coming. You've just got to be there. We'll be reporting on it when we know more. Apple's also brought out iWork for iPhone and iPod Touch, and a new version for iPad as well. It's not cheap at $9.99, however, currently users can upgrade for free. Oh, thank God for that. Apple have also confirmed that there's a Mac security update that's due out now, and it's looking for Mac Defender, and it will scrub it. The other thing is that they're going to update virus definitions on a regular basis. Some people are saying daily, but I think that's a bit of overkill. Stay calm, people, stay calm. Sony PlayStation Network says that it's going to be fully back up and running by the end of this week. They've been promising that for a while now, so I'd take that with a pinch of salt, but we'll have to wait and see. And TDK has started mass production of transparent OLED screens. There's a picture on Engadget which looks absolutely stunning. It's a 2.4-inch QVGA screen at 240 by 320, so it's not overtaking the world just yet, but they're going into mass production for your cell phone, so now if you're texting, you won't need an augmented reality application just so that you can do it. And finally, the World Health Organization has changed its line on cell phones. They're saying they're almost certainly carcinogenic. They've said that they're right up there with DDT, but I really don't think they are, as well as 266 other carcinogenic substances. One of the things that you've got in your favour, though, is that they're suggesting that the numbers of people affected is likely to be very, very small. Jolly good. That makes me sleep easier. If you've got a review and don't know where to post it, then stick it on iTunes. Please, please, please give as many reviews as you can to all of the shows. It makes enormous differences to our rankings in the iTunes chart, and you're really helping BagelTech by doing it. I'm very, very grateful for lots and lots of people who've already done it. Thanks ever so much. If you've got a story, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at BagelTech News. We'll be back on Friday with a roundup of the previous 48 hours news, because there still isn't an awful lot. Hope you have a good day, and thanks for listening.